Today's episode of Dumb More is brought to you by Brad's Pants. You want pants from a guy named Brad? He's got them. Hey guys, welcome to Dumb More.
Welcome.
Hello.
More. Good vibes coming in today. I'm so excited. Yes. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of positive energy.
There's so much positive energy in this room.
It's gonna be great.
You can. You know what? If you skipped episode 4, just hang out here with us in episode 5. You don't have to go back to
Come
episode
on.
4.
The water's warm.
The water is take a toasty. Dip.
Oh, put my toe in. Guys. Oh, so
okay.
Oh my god. So what are you guys getting into before we announce the you watching anything on the streamer or anything like that?
I just want to show you this thing that
What is that?
It's just a text from our friend.
Oh my god, okay.
Wait, who texted?
Our friend.
Your friend.
Just
a Brad
friend.
Pitt.
Brad Pitt.
Oh.
Is it Brad Pitt?
It's Brad.
Yeah.
Show me.
It's Brad.
Show me.
We're not allowed to.
Yeah.
It's fucking Tom Sharpling, isn't it?
No. It's Brad Pitt.
Who?
Oh my god, we're 1 minute in and you guys are already talking Tom? Are we changing the name of the show to Talking Tom?
We were talking about Brad Pitt, and
you said brought up
you guys Tom. Have been so.
Wait, let me see that text again.
Okay.
Oh my god. Yeah, that's.
Oh wait. Oh, we definitely can't show him this one.
Oh my god. Okay. So what's up with you, Jason?
We got a big show today.
Yeah. Hopefully Claire brought in a guest and didn't completely blow it like I did.
Yeah.
Is this a bunch of 13-year-olds performing Hello Dolly? Because things are getting a little drama club in here.
Okay.
Wow. I have never been burnt.
It's like
so
I've heard
hard.
You say that so many other times, and every time I'm just like, what is he? What?
Uh-huh.
And it's so funny when it happens like that.
When
you burn me like that, it's like I am just dragged through the streets of Times Square, and I can smell it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can smell it. I can smell the TKTS. I can smell the Cousin's Maine lobster rolls.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I can smell the guy in the dirty Elmo suit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm home again, but I'm not home because I'm home in Los Angeles where I live.
And can I just say, last night, a few friends of ours, we went to Spago, and we had the most fun time I think I've ever had.
Oh my god, that
experience.
Was crazy fun. Like, I can't believe.
Yeah. That was last night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was a big group of people. I couldn't even tell you everybody that was there.
Because I was, I started the new Bridgerton last night and I.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we figured you'd be doing that.
But we always watch Bridgerton together, and I invited you guys, and you guys said, I can't, Claire's sick.
I don't have any, you know, here's the thing. My friends are always like, hey, I put on this new show. Mm. Like, did you get a chance to see it? And I'm like, I don't have the time to watch anything.
Yeah.
So Spago.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been? I haven't been yet. I frankly haven't been invited.
It's in Beverly Hills.
No,
You can go on your own.
Yeah. You know what? Table for one Spago?
Yeah.
Do you know how fucking sad that would look?
A lot of people do that.
Yeah.
Who?
Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, he doesn't do it anymore.
I don't think he's doing table for one at Spago anymore, Claire.
Paul Schaefer.
Mm-hmm. Paul Schaefer?
I've seen it.
That's the loneliest thing I can ever picture in my mind.
He's friends with everybody. Yeah. It's like you don't need to be alone.
Yeah,
they'll make friends.
You show up and Paul Schaefer shows up to any party and he's like, I have friends here.
He is the party.
Yeah. And then he gets on the piano, and we're all doing a sing-along. And
wait, was he there last night?
Would it bother you if we said yes?
No, it wouldn't bother me with Paul Schaefer.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, that's great. Oh, I wish I would have known. I would have loved to have seen Paul, or at least tell you guys to tell Paul hi for me.
Yeah, the Clints were there.
Who?
The Clints.
The Clints?
Howard Eastwood.
You got both Clints?
I didn't put this together. Our friend did.
Your friend put together, okay,
mm-hmm.
So your friend put together a meal at Spago
mm-hmm.
yeah.
in Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
You pull Paul Schaefer off his table for one. He's like, yeah, okay, I guess I'll go over here.
It was, it's very natural there, you know. There's just an echelon of...
It's just a flow.
Of people that are kind of just intermingling. You know, you go there to see your friends.
And you get the Clints.
Yeah.
Howard and Eastwood.
Mm-hmm.
Two of my favorite people to hang out with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw them last Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. And they're getting married.
I am so happy to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Did they show you their guns?
No.
Yeah.
Did you see guns?
Awesome.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Who else?
Instead of wearing a band, Clint Howard wears like the loop of a revolver, I guess.
Oh,
and
so like
kind of has the revolver hanging off his ring finger.
But is it loaded?
I'm not going to find out.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Thank you. Check, please.
Okay. Who else was there, guys?
Well, our upcoming guest. Who you talked to. I was a little too nervous to talk to.
Yeah.
But, you know.
So you already, wait. You already know who the guest is? We're supposed to figure that out right here.
We got kind of drunk and it slipped out. I didn't even say anything, but our guest happened to say, oh, see you tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And Brett was like, well, what do you mean by that? And then our guest was like, well, actually, I'm going to be doing your show tomorrow. And I said, cat's out of the bag. And we all kind of had a laugh. And Clint was like, Howard was like, I've seen a cat in a bag. And then he showed us that picture of that. And it was like the best night of my life.
I've seen, it was really seen great. The cat in the bag.
Yeah. Picture.
Sometimes you just get those crazy Hollywood nights.
Yeah.
Where, you know.
God, that sucks, man. Because that's when you know Clint Howard is having a good time. When he brings his phone up and he shows that picture of the cat in the bag.
Yeah.
That's when you know he's getting loose.
That was crazy.
Loose.
Yeah. They should meme it.
Who else was there, guys?
Bella Twins. The DaVinci Twins.
Wait. Todd and Jennifer DaVinci?
No.
No, the boy, the guy.
The boys, Chris and John.
Oh, shit, I got them mixed up.
You're thinking of DaVinci or something?
The DaVinci Twins.
Yeah.
Okay. Who put this
Tom
together?
Was there?
Who? Wait, what?
Gerard Depardieu!
Yes!
Green card. Oh,
did you say Tom was there?
Green card.
No, I said Gerard Depardieu.
No. Back it up. Roll the tape back.
Card.
And he's done so much. Like, if you speak French, like I'm learning to, there's so many other great movies that he's in.
Tom was there. Did Tom put this together?
You're interrupting.
Wait, Jason, really quick. Les écoutes, they are Tom. We can... Non, je compose des...
Je vais ce soir-là. J'allais me jeter les enfants.
Non, je vais là. Non, Tom. Merde.
Jason Merde.
Dumb.
Did you just fucking say I'm dumb, or did you say I'm shit?
No.
Who's the fucking guest?
No, shit. Jason Merde.
Who's the fucking guest, guys? Oh.
Here's another.
I wasn't at Spago last night learning French.
Gerard.
Come on.
Depardieu.
Our guest is waiting.
Oh, I love you in green card.
Our guest is waiting.
Yeah.
Clue. Okay. Here's the clue.
Give me a clue.
Okay, let's get back on track. Clue. So that was clue number one.
That was the fucking clue you gave us.
Yeah, I know.
We have a new clue.
Now we have a new clue.
Born in Arizona. Flew to Babylonia.
King Tut?
Okay. No, that's something to think about.
Are you two fucking kidding me? I said Steve Martin at the end of the last episode.
Well,
you told me I was wrong,
ahead.
So I went to Ed
jumping
Helms
ahead
instead, which I got excited about. Is Steve Martin here?
Claire has
I know
another
Steve
clue.
Very
Claire has
another
clue.
Give me the other clue.
He's never been in an insane asylum, but he is one wild and crazy person.
Yeah.
The guest
person could mean boy or girl.
The guest today is...
Wait, I have a clue.
Okay.
Not only is this guest in the building, but also only murders are in it.
Hold on a second. I'm getting a phone call.
Okay, should we stop the...
No. Keep going. Eric, don't turn it off.
Do we vamp? Do we...
Yeah, what do you want?
Is he ordering
Pat,
food?
Pat, I told you to never call me again.
Is he talking to Pat O'Brien?
Guys,
who
I have
that?
To take this for a second. Keep, just bam.
He's a friend of mine.
Who's that? Oh, is he the? He's that guy.
Yeah, the burger guy.
What does vamp mean again?
Just sort of, well, we talk like this.
There's no way that's what a vamp means.
That's what I think it means.
Is it supposed to be funny that we talk that way?
No, I think that would be,
guys, keep
culturally insensitive if we made this a joke.
I honestly don't know what vamping means, but I'm going to do this until someone tells me otherwise.
Okay, that first off, that's not vamping.
Oh,
I enjoyed it, though.
Doing?
It was very fun. It was
okay,
very
good.
Fun.
Thank God.
I have to go for 15 minutes.
Well, our guest is about to come.
No, no. I know that. I know the guest is going to come on. I have to go, and I have to help Pat Byrne.
O'Brien?
Not O'Brien. Why would I help Pat O'Brien?
Pat Byrne what? Pat Byrne.
Pat Byrne.
What?
Former producer, Meet My Friends, the Friends.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like Flint, like lighting stuff
on
fire.
Is this Gabriel's brother?
Oh, you thought I was talking like Frankenstein? Like Pat Byrne!
Yeah, like a friend, Pat Byrne, a CD.
I think it's Gabriel Byrne's brother.
They're not related.
Gabriel Iglesias.
Oh.
I know.
Fluffy.
I miss him.
Yeah, so I need you guys to vamp.
Oh, I'm like thinking about him again.
20 Aww. Minutes. 20 minutes.
Aww.
And
okay.
Then I'll be back. Just vamp.
20 minutes?
Or can't, however
can
long
we just,
it takes.
Can we just cut and take a break?
Yeah. Well, no. Eric, keep it going. I know Steve's back there. I know Steve's back there. And I really, I got to talk to him about something. I've got the best interview question ever. Okay. And we're going to do it here on Dumbmore. But
where are you going?
I have to go help Pat and your guy's best friend in the world, Tom Sharpling.
Tom's here?
Oh, no, he's not here. I'm going to them.
Aww. What? Aww.
Okay. What are you guys thinking of?
I miss
Gabriel
him.
Iglesias again?
No, I mean, we want to go too. Why can't we go?
No, because you have to do the show.
Aww.
Okay?
Should we ask SM to come?
No.
Us?
Hold on, SM. As long as SM means Steve Martin, hold on him until I get back. Because I've got the perfect Dumbmore Steve Martin interview question.
Okay.
Okay.
It's going to show that they were right to give us $120 million.
Okay.
I just need you to vamp.
We're waiting.
Okay. I'll be back.
Here we go. He said that's not what vamping was.
I fucking hate Jason Gore.
What is going on?
I can't stand
Tom was him. Right.
We have to go on tour with this fucking lunatic.
No, well, we're not going to be on. We're going to like, when we shoot it, they said that when we shoot it, we're going to pretend to be sleeping on the bus.
Okay.
But we're actually, obviously, we're getting our own hotel rooms.
Okay.
We Good. Don't have to share.
Good. We just, yeah.
We just, I actually know a guy. Okay. Eric, we're not rolling.
So we go, we could go on like, Please Don't Destroy Us bus, and we could just lay down and
yeah.
Then like,
I'm so glad they're opening for us.
Mm-hmm. And then we go into our own private areas.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. But that, like I said, that's just for show.
Okay,
it's really hard pretending to like this fucking guy.
He's just, you know, the fake laughing.
It's clearly like he's one of these people who like, and he sneezes so loud and
oh
like,
my God.
This is for attention. You're not even allergic to anything. And I know that.
And then he says, bless you to himself, which I'm offended by as an atheist.
Yeah. I'm offended for you, honestly.
Yeah. And I'm not going to bring it up because then Jason's going to make a little production of it. You know, it's like, what is this?
Why is this everything about
a bunch of 13-year-olds singing Hello, Dolly? It's like drama club over here.
Oh my God, stop. I just think if he's so hooked up on this podcast and it's like, who cares?
It's like this thing, I've already gotten used to a certain lifestyle
right.
by doing this podcast.
Right.
And I don't want him to fuck that up.
I really don't. And I feel like he's going to fuck that up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Imagine if it was you, me, and Tom doing this.
That would be perfect. Mm-hmm. Like, I would ride in a car with that guy.
I will ride or die, Tom guy.
Yeah. Jason sucks.
What a fucking piece
of
shit.
He thinks he's so funny.
Bastard.
And he never makes jokes about the drama club like you do.
Thank you. Because I was actually in drama club in high school.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Now, a woman will kiss on a very first date is usually a hussy. And a woman will kiss on a second time out is anything but fussy. But a woman will wait till the third round and the cloud in the ground. She's a girl, look at her, she's a spoopy. No, you know what it's like.
That was really good.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
How did you remember all that kind of stuff?
I had a tutor.
Okay, what else? Should we turn it back? Okay. Yeah, we're back. Oh, yeah, we're
Welcome
waiting.
Welcome to Dunmore.
Welcome back. To Dunmore. We're waiting. Oh, you can't wait for our guest.
Uh-huh.
Our secret guest.
Yeah.
He's going to come in any moment now, just wait until Jason comes back in, because he can't.
I'm a little worried about our guest, and I don't want to, you know, reveal who the guest is, but I think this guest got hurt, because I saw him earlier. He had an arrow going through his head.
Oh, that's just a gag.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's like a funny thing that he does.
I was worried because, you know, LA is crazy.
Yeah.
Know, people get road rage, and maybe it was an archer, I suppose.
Yeah. No, it was a joke.
Oh, well, that's good. That was going to be a weird thing to try to ignore. Oh,
our guest just texted me. Let's see. Okay.
What did he say?
He sent me a ZZZ emoji like he's falling asleep.
Oh.
And then a middle finger.
I don't see why we can't just bring him in now.
Because we have to wait for Jason. Can you imagine if we brought... Mm-hmm. our guest in when Jason was doing whatever the hell.
This is why we don't invite Jason out to eat.
Yeah.
Because Jason will be like, oh, the food just came. I have to use the bathroom. Everybody wait for me to get back.
Mm-hmm. And you know what I go? Do, 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 do,
It's really funny when you do that.
I know. It's like my favorite thing to
Keep
do.
Keep doing it.
Do, 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 do. Pop me over and roll me out.
Oh, wow.
I was in drama club, too.
Dude, that was good. What play is that from?
The Dances of the Later. It's from the 50s.
Yeah.
Okay. I got another text from our guest, and it seems like he has left the building. He says, I can't wait any longer. My teeth are starting to hurt. Need to go home. Hope to see you again soon. Hold on, I'm scrolling. Blah, 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 blah. He'll be back. He'll be back, but...
Like, he'll be back today?
No. Our guest will be here on another episode, I guess. So this is, again, second episode in a row, a wash.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Jason's fault.
Yeah. I'm unsurprised. Like, how did he mess up your episode?
I don't know. I don't really want to talk about it anymore, and I kind of want to go home. Can you call me Karma?
Yeah. Ow. Every time I use this app, my phone gets so hot.
That's so funny.
Like, literally, blister. Look at this. It's like a blister on my finger.
Oh, you're serious?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I mean.
That's why we got to upgrade to Plus.
That's right. Can Tom hook us up, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Definitely.
Does he ever say that the app gets hot on Plus?
No, he says it gets, like, cool.
That would actually be great, because sometimes my phone's in my pocket.
Yeah.
And it gets, you know, just the body heat, and it's the summer, the sun,
like,
you know?
Yeah, it regulates based on the season.
That's really, see, this is what you pay for. Okay.
Okay, here we are at Dunmore signing.
Back. Oh, goodbye.
I mean, should we just end it?
I mean, do we just delete this episode, Eric?
You know, I'm just going to say it. Tune in to Meet My Friends, the Friends.
Yeah.
Because it's back and it's better than ever.
That's right.
And it's honestly, I say that I don't listen to things that my friends do or whatever,
mm-hmm.
but that's what I listen to.
That's fair. I just don't have the time. I don't listen to anything.
Yeah, I know you don't. This episode has been sponsored by Green Book.
So, want to find fried chicken in the South? Open up the Green Book.
Oh, I don't think that's for our show.
Oh, I was just guessing what it was.
Oh my God. Brett, that wasn't for our show. Okay. This episode is sponsored by Green
Sleeves.
Yeah.
This is Jason's job. We shouldn't be able to. We shouldn't have to guess what our sponsors are.
This is bad, Brett. This is really bad.
Today's show is sponsored by Green.
Okay. Let's take this one more time. This show is sponsored by Greens. Do you like them? Here you go. Thanks for tuning in with us. Don't forget to check out the t-shirts.
Jason really drags us down.
Oh my God, Brent, this is fun.